January 28th through February 3rd, Matthew chapter 3, Mark chapter 1, and Luke chapter 3. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. As you read and ponder Matthew 3, Mark 1, and Luke 3, record the impressions you receive. This will invite the Spirit as you prepare. Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and the following ideas can help you inspire the people in your class to understand and apply the doctrine in these scriptures. Invite sharing. To help class members share how learning from the New Testament is blessing their lives, you could write the following question on the board. What is something you did because of what you read in the New Testament this week?
Teach the doctrine. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Luke chapter 3, verses 2 through 18. Disciples prepare themselves and others to receive Jesus Christ. How do we prepare for the visit of an important guest? A question like this can help you introduce a discussion about how John the Baptist prepared people to receive Jesus Christ. You could then divide the class into three groups to read Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 12, and Luke chapter 3, verses 10 through 15, looking for how John the Baptist prepared people to receive Jesus Christ into their lives. Let each group take turns sharing what they found. Just as John the Baptist did, living prophets help us prepare to receive the Savior in our lives. To help class members make the connection between modern-day prophets and John the Baptist, you could review John the Baptist's teachings in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, and Luke chapter 3, verses 2 through 18, and some counsel from the most recent General Conference. How does obeying this prophetic counsel help us prepare to receive the Savior? Joseph Smith translation, Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 11, in the Bible Appendix, provides insight into the mission of Jesus Christ beyond what is found in Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. What do class members learn from these verses about the Savior and our need to repent? Luke chapter 3, verses 3 through 14. We need to bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. In Luke chapter 3, verse 8, John the Baptist taught the people that before they could be baptized, they needed to show fruits or evidence of their repentance. How can you help class members recognize the evidence of their own repentance? You might ask them to search Luke chapter 3, verses 8 through 14, and look for what John considered fruits of repentance. They could also review Moroni chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, and Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 37. You might draw a fruit tree on the board and let class members label the fruit on the tree with the fruits of repentance they find. This could also be a good time to talk about what it means to truly repent. Point out that one way we can make His path straight, from Luke chapter 3, verse 4, is through repenting of any obstacles that would prevent the Spirit from reaching us. Singing the hymn, More Holiness Give Me, from Hymns number 131, can encourage discussion about how repentance can help us to become more like the Savior. For a music video of this hymn, see MormonTabernacleChoir.org. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. We follow Jesus Christ when we are baptized and receive the Holy Ghost. To review the story of Jesus Christ's baptism, try this idea. Ask class members how they could use Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17 to teach someone, such as a child or someone of another faith, about baptism. They could also use the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. What important elements of baptism could they emphasize? They could practice their ideas by teaching each other. To help class members remember their own baptisms and reflect on the importance of living their baptismal covenants, you might invite them to read Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, and Elder Robert D. Hale's statement in Additional Resources. Class members might enjoy sharing their feelings about their own baptisms and their baptismal covenants. They could also sing Come Follow Me from Hymns number 116. John the Baptist taught that the Savior would baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire, from Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. The baptism of fire happens when we are confirmed and when we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why must we have the gift of the Holy Ghost to progress in God's kingdom? What effect does the baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost have on us? See Alma chapter 5, verse 14. The video Baptism of the Holy Ghost from LDS.org could help with this discussion. Here is an activity that will help class members further discuss the doctrine of baptism. Write the following questions on the board and the scripture references on strips of paper. Invite class members to choose strips and then read each scripture as a class. Discuss which question is best answered by each scripture. Are there other scriptures or insights that could help answer these questions? What do the scriptures teach about the necessity of baptism? See 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verse 38. What does baptism by immersion symbolize? See Romans, chapter 6, verse 3 through 5. How should my baptismal covenants change the way I live? See Mosiah, chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. Why don't we baptize infants? See Moroni, chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. Why is it important that baptism be performed by someone with authority, not just sincere intent? See Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. If I am already baptized into another church, why do I need to be baptized again? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 22, verses 1 through 4. Why must baptism be followed by receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost? See John chapter 3, verse 5. Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to study Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapters 4 through 5 at home, invite them to think of a temptation they face and tell them that these chapters will teach them what the Savior did when he faced temptations.
Additional resources: Matthew chapter 3, Mark chapter 1, and Luke chapter 3. The meaning of our baptismal covenants. Elder Robert D. Hales taught, quote, "When we understand our baptismal covenant and the gift of the Holy Ghost, it will change our lives and will establish our total allegiance to the kingdom of God. Entering into the kingdom of God is so important that Jesus was baptized to show us the straightness of the path." See 2 Nephi 31:9. As we follow the example of Jesus, we too demonstrate that we will repent and be obedient in keeping the commandments of our Father in heaven. We humble ourselves with a broken heart and a contrite spirit as we recognize our sins and seek forgiveness of our trespasses. See 3 Nephi 9:20. We covenant that we are willing to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ and always remember him. By choosing to be in God's kingdom, we separate, not isolate, ourselves from the world. Our dress will be modest, our thoughts pure, our language clean. The movies and television we watch, the music we listen to, the books, magazines, and newspapers we read will be uplifting. We will choose friends who encourage our eternal goals, and we will treat others with kindness. We will shun the vices of immorality, gambling, tobacco, liquor, and illicit drugs. Our Sunday activities will reflect the commandment of God to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We will follow the example of Jesus Christ in the way we treat others. We will live to be worthy to enter the house of the Lord. End quote. From the covenant of baptism, to be in the kingdom and of the kingdom. Ensign, November 2000. Improving our teaching. Teach basic doctrine. Hiram Smith taught, quote, "Preach the principles of the gospel. Preach them over again. You will find that day after day new ideas and additional light concerning them will be revealed to you. You can enlarge upon them so as to comprehend them clearly. You will then be able to make them more plainly understood by those you teach." End quote. From Manuscript History of the Church, Volume E1, page 1994, josephsmithpapers.org.